sort of food security considerations also. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Je crois que...
Thank you very much. That's an interesting point, and it's one that comes up in all international water meetings, recycling of water, and this is a good example that may be applied to very water-scarce regions where we have groundwater which is not being replenished, or at very least very slowly, and that means that wastewater can be reused for agricultural purposes. It's a matter of this balance, weighing up the pros and cons, and given demographic growth, there's a need to balance the demands from domestic and agricultural usage with, for example, solar energy and reuse of water. That is well worth considering, and could also be done with water grid networks, with growing urban areas, with proper sanitation and sewerage to ensure that water can be reused in agriculture.
Thank you very much, the three of you, for all these very rich informations. And now I will read the decision for the task force. I haven't had any further input on future activities, but I have a feeling where we are standing, so I hope you'll agree with that decision. The task force expressed appreciation for the progress of all the members of the network of basins, invited other basins to consider joining the network, and I strongly encourage you to look into it. We'd be very happy to have more basins. Noted that the future activities could focus on various tools of climate change adaptation, and we've heard a lot during those 2 days on ecosystem-based adaptation. There's the disaster risk reduction, whether you have too much water or not enough water, which we see is actually a true topic. And the financing, how to implement what we are deciding. All those strategies, they can't stay as papers. They need to be implemented by proper measures on the ground. And we've had quite a few examples of how we evolved along the years in that network, in coming with some papers, getting them together with the national plans, and then getting them on board. We'd like also to, the task force will express appreciation to the donors that supported the network, and that's a bit embarrassing, mostly Switzerland and the Netherlands, but I'm just reading my paper. We'd like also to thank also the banks, the World Bank, the European Investment Bank, and we also invite the other donors to consider funding for the network and the future plan activities. Does this decision, is it acceptable for you? Would you like to add anything to that decision? I see none. So thank you very much. I pass over now to Niels. Please, Niels.